It's time for Blockchain Business. Here is Hallam Hope as he provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you.
Today, we address the topic, how to stop losing your money. Since 1983, and the Trinidadian firm Trade Confirmers, Barbadians have been losing their shirts, investing their hard-earned money. Many of them have been losing every penny. On April 2nd this year, the screens went blank for investors in Creative Alliance. Quick money, it seemed. And yes, it was for those who got in early, watching short advertising video clips and pressing a few keys on your laptop or cell phone. But like the blessing circle, if you got in early, you made money. When the bottom fell out and you were just getting in, you got burned. With Trade Confirmers, there were promises of high return. Those young enough might still have a memory of the Trinidadian company on Broad Street. I can still recall the lady passing me and pausing, a reported investor in Trade Confirmers, whose hair had turned from a nice wavy black to all white, like Clico, which went belly up in 2015. Bajans were attracted to the promise of very attractive returns, like TKY, a known scam which disappeared late last year. Ordinary Bajans, like police constables working hard for their money daily, and others who borrowed thousands of dollars hoping for a huge profit, seeing it all vanish. Hopes and dreams, debts and bills to pay, all gone through the eddies. Hard times, rising prices, stagnant or slow moving incomes which do not keep the pace of cost of living, increasing poverty, are ideal carrots for people to prey on you with promises of high returns. Who doesn't need money to feed your children unless you mistakenly believe you can afford to eat out regularly? There are two trains on the platform. One leads to financial losses and possible ruin. The other provides opportunity to educate yourself and plan wisely for the long term, or for quick returns if you can play the Ponzi schemes with expert timing. Make your money work for you and then get out on top. Just the other day, a 20-year-old female student at the University of the West Indies became a Bitcoiner. She set up her own account on Binance, a cryptocurrency trading platform, which could have had an operation in Barbados a couple years ago. She verified that account. We helped her all the way, including getting to become a Bitcoiner, a holder of Bitcoin. That individual has been educated to understand a few things. One, take ownership of your money rather than give it to anyone else. Two, educate yourself to understand what to invest in. Have the patience to wait. In time, she will earn much more than twice what she has invested. At Blockchain Business, we recognize that a strategy and plan is needed to help Bajans understand where to invest and what to avoid. The Fair Trading Commission and government need to come to the table with those who understand the two train tracks of income earning and income losing. It is time to stop lamenting why and how Bajans are losing their hard-earned money and put matters in place to educate and inform them. Like a national education center using all forms of media to report scams, Ponzi schemes, potential rug pulls, and all the projects that will likely result in people throwing their money down a black hole. Do join us every Monday and Friday on the Starcom Network station of Voice of Barbados for news and analysis you don't get anywhere else, and more, much, much more.
That was Blockchain Business. Listen again next time as Hallam Hope provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you.